single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Hello, my name is Mike, and I hope you're excited to read and meditate on God's Word. You know, as human beings, I think it's quite natural for us as we're living here on earth to complain about things. There's always something that will bother us, or maybe our expectations were not fulfilled, or maybe something that disappointed us. And because of that, we'll find it in our hearts and in our mouths, we'll say things and utter complaints. And I remember I was meeting with someone, and they were just talking about all the things that were going wrong in their life, the things that they were hurt by. And for a good, 10, 15 minutes as he was sharing, at the end, I asked him, can you name something positive or something good that has happened to you during this week? Because we focus so much on the negative, the things that go wrong, we often don't see the good things. We don't see God's hand or how He has watched over us or protected us during that time period. And we see, as we are looking in the book of Habakkuk, of how his life, and he too complains about things that have been going on in his surroundings, and he brings them up before the Lord and asking for Him to intercede or to provide an answer. And we'll see that dialogue taking place between the prophet and the Lord.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest. Because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death, is never satisfied, he gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your creditors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their prey. Because you have plundered many nations, the peoples who are left will plunder you. For you have shed human blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them.
And now we see God's response and God's revelation to the prophet Habakkuk. And, the prophet here has taken the time to complain towards God, and he's waiting for an answer, and he's getting very anxious and frustrated about the situation that he's in. And this is not the first time that he complains, but actually this is his second time. And now God takes the time to respond, and he tells Habakkuk to write it down, that during this question and answer session that they're about to have, he's saying that as you write it down, this will be a reminder of what I have done, of how I responded and how I showed up in your time of need. And when you write these things down, it's not just for his benefits, but it's for the benefit of those in the future who will read it, and they can assess the situation, which is what we're doing right now, that we are the recipients of this grace that God has given to this prophet in their correspondence between the two. And it's important that for us as well to write down the things that God teaches us. Because we know that as human beings, we tend to forget things very easily. You know, if someone asks you a list of things to shop for, we probably won't remember every single detail. That's why it's important that we write them down. That's why we have post-its so that we can serve. It serves as a reminder of the things that we can easily forget about. And they're not just written down as a part of history, but it's a way to see how God responds in those kind of circumstances. And especially when we go through dark periods in our lives and we see how God brings them out, we can always look back and be reminded of that period, of that timeline when things were very hard for us and we didn't know where else to go. And if you have a prayer journal, you know, I encourage you to, and if you don't, to start one. As you write down your prayer requests and you bring it to the Lord, and as you're praying through that, when God answers it, I hope that you can go back and write down the date of when God answered it, so that you can see through the whole journey what it looked like and how long the process really took. And so our journals are something that we can also pass along to our next generation, to your children or to your relatives. And as they read it, that they can be blessed by God's work that was done in and through your life. And another thing that I want us to take heart is found in verse 3, when it says, "Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." And this is how God responds to us, that in our time of need, when we think that He's silent or He is forgotten, God shows up when we least expect it. And this is how God takes the time. He knows and He is perfect in His timing. You know, I was talking with someone who was having financial difficulty. He was trying to pay for school. He was trying to do ministry. And there are all these things that it was hard for him to pay the bills. And as he was sharing these things, you know, I told him that it's probably a good thing that he was having a hard time financially. Not that I wanted him to struggle, but I said that it was teaching him to depend on God, that when he was looking for financial resources, that God will provide miracles in ways that he may not expect. And so we need to believe that God is our provider and that His ways are not our ways. And so that's what we need to see, how God is at work when we least expect it, because His timing is perfect. And then we see as we go on in this chapter that we are told to choose between two paths. And so there are two types of people. And on the one hand, there's a person who does not follow God and they're so full of themselves and that they are described as puffed up. And so it means that they are so prideful that they only believe in themselves and that they turn to their own resources rather than turn to God and ask for help, and acknowledging that He is the higher and that He is the spiritual being and that we are not. And pride can be a very dangerous sin. Not only is it reprehensible to our fellow man, but it is detestable before God. And we see in Scripture that God hates pride. He hates seeing a man who thinks that they are better or can do things without God's help. And on the other hand, we see that there is the righteous person, and they will live by faith, by relying and trusting in God. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, who are we today? Are you so prideful that you only trust in yourself? Or are you a person that relies and puts your faith and trust in God? And so truth faith looks outside of self and looks to God in those situations, while pride looks to themselves. And so we are called to live by faith. So let us do that and let's hold on to that and let us overcome these victories for the Lord while we're here on earth. And so as Christians, may we learn to wait upon God, and may we trust in His timeline because He knows what's best for us. And I know a lot of times we may question, or we will get frustrated, or we can get anxious, but we have the Word of God to comfort us, and He has sent us His Holy Spirit to be our guide, to be what brings us peace when we feel restless or when we feel like we are not in control. And when that happens, may we see God work in ways that will blow our minds away, that we will just be so in awe of God because of how He responds, and that we as His children, God desires to give good and great gifts to us as His sons and daughters. So let's pray and seek the Lord that He will reveal that to us. Father, we thank You for Your word today. And we know, Lord, that there are so many complaints that arise in our hearts. But I pray, Father, that as we share these things, Lord, we believe that You have an answer. And God, we pray that we will wait upon You, that we will be patient, and that we will hold on to You, God, until that is revealed. So we thank You, Lord, for Your Son. Thank You for Your Spirit. We thank You for the Trinity and for all that You stand for. We give You thanks and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world, all and stepping in closer, CGM.